USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court late Wednesday stopped New York from enforcing certain limits on attendance at churches and synagogues in the New York area. The justices split 5-4. Randy Mastro, an attorney for the diocese, said, "We are extremely grateful that the Supreme Court has acted so swiftly and decisively to protect one of our most fundamental constitutional rights, the free exercise of religion." President Trump on Wednesday pardoned former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who had pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. Despite having pled guilty more than 2 years ago, Flynn was never formally convicted of that crime. The Department of Justice recommended the case be dropped. The judge in the case, Emmett G. Sullivan, stalled the matter, so the president stepped in. According to Tastes of Lizzie Tea, a traditional Thanksgiving dinner consists of roast turkey, turkey stuffing, mashed potatoes, gravy, green beans, corn, dinner rolls, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, and yes, I'm now hungry. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
USA Radio News' Dan Araki gets us caught up on the elusive federal stimulus package.
Congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle say that passing another round of coronavirus stimulus will be their top priority when they return to Washington on November 30th. But what should a package look like if they can even agree on one? White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro says the economy needs a fiscal bridge to keep things going until coronavirus vaccines are widely available. He tells Fox News that there are three important aspects from the original stimulus package that need to be continued to keep the economy going.
We need a top-up on the PPP, the small business loans, that was extremely successful keeping businesses employed. If you lose a small business, they ain't coming back. We need to save those. We need another relief check for stimulus to families, like the $1,200 check, and we need a reboot on our unemployment compensation.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The Republican Party has filed a petition to inspect mail-in ballots in Arizona. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
The head of the Arizona Republican Party has filed a petition for early inspection of mail-in ballot envelopes and signatures ahead of an anticipated legal challenge over the certified state results. The petition was filed by Arizona Republican Party Chairman Kelly Ward. When it comes to mail-in and absentee ballots across the country, Republican Senator Rand Paul believes we do need to take a step back and look at how things went this year.
You know, I think the first thing that we need to acknowledge is that this was an unprecedented election in the sense that normally 99% of people show up in person, and we can kind of police that the right people showed up because you don't have the same people showing up again and again. They sign in, they show an ID, and it's pretty easy to validate the vote. But now we have an election where maybe a third to a half mailed in their ballots. This has never, ever happened in our history, so we have to validate whether they're the right people. And the left keeps saying there's no evidence or there's insufficient evidence.
Paul speaking on The Story with Martha McCallum. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Just under 4 million people are registered to vote in Arizona. Two games in the NFL for your Thanksgiving festivities. Texans at Lions, 12:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. Washington at the Cowboys, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. Ravens at Steelers has been postponed to Sunday because of COVID-19 cases inside the Ravens camp. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.